he took his time to get into the side, and he was patient, and he got to know the boys and started training well, and he's a good lad, you know, and he showed at the end of the season, at the last three or four games, what a talent he is, and how effective he can be in games, and that's something that we're going to be hoping for now, for straight from the start of next season.
Yeah, you're right in saying that he started the last couple of games of the season, didn't he? And he actually played out wide, shifted out to the wings, and he put in that really good performance against Charlton off the bench, didn't he? Was that a performance that, for you as a management team, you really thought actually he's got something really to offer in that position?
Well, yeah, in that position, definitely. You know, he came as a forward and he played up front a few times, and he'll be the first one to admit that he never really got going as such, although he scored a couple of goals. But it didn't stop. He never stopped working hard in training and trying to get better, which we liked. We liked his attitude and the way that he was in training. And then when he got the opportunity at Charlton, he showed us what he can do in wide areas as well as playing up front. So, you know, it's great for us to have him in the squad, for next year, for us to play him either as a forward or as a wing-back role. So, you know, everybody's going to be starting off on the same level. But he's now got a chance to push forward and stay a claim for a place in the starting 11 when the season starts.
For sure, and he obviously has that natural pace, doesn't he? That must be something that's great to have in the squad, but you would presume that the way that he improved as the season went on, that there's plenty more to come from him.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's something that we're going to be working on in training. There's goals in him. He's a great finisher, and we need to get him into areas where he is going to finish. I think sometimes, forwards in particular last year were spending too much time outside the box. So we want our forwards to be in and around the area where they're going to get chances, they're going to fall to him. And with his sharpness and his pace, and the way that he can finish, it's really important that we work on that and give him the opportunities to try and prove to score.
Indeed. And just finally, Steve, you signed a couple of defenders as well. How do you feel that the squad's starting to shape up now ahead of the new season?
Well, it is. It's shaping up very nicely. You know, it was important that we got a few defenders in. Our defensive record last year sort of shows everybody that's what was needed. Obviously, we need a couple of forwards as well as to go with Josh. It's shaping up very nicely. There's still a lot of work to be done. I'm sure the manager is working, and I know he is working very hard to get players in still. There will be, two or three, maybe four new players that we're hopefully going to get in before now and the end of the season. But the squad is shaping up very, very nicely, and we're very excited about getting started.